Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, this is Cherokee Billy, and welcome to the Sacred Path Radio program. And today we're covering a subject that we could carry on for many different programs on the supernatural powers, the secret powers of cats. Joining me is my dear friend Ray. Hello, Ray. Good morning.
Good morning. Hope all is well.
Well, we're praying for a miracle always, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And anyway, let's dive into the subject because many people are going to think, what are you talking about? Cats, they're just crazy little tricksters. But they go far beyond that. And they've been worshipped throughout history. There's reasons. It isn't just because of their antics or they're cute or whatever. No, there's something so supernatural about them. Having experienced a lot myself, I am very much a fan of cats because I have seen them protect me. Stuff that has happened has just been remarkable. And let's get into this. I know you've got a lot to talk about with cats, Ray. But they have, you know, basically they play a lot on the emotions. If you have one as a pet, they seem to have a good calming effect on us humans. They help to reduce stress, and they improve our well-being. You don't feel so alone when you got a nice little kitty cat there. Any thoughts you've got on that?
Well, as I come to find out, cats are strange, but they're a very calming creature. Probably a little bit more calming than dogs, and dogs are my favorite. But the cats, as I come to look at it, the cats basically own you. You don't own them.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and I mean, some cats still gravitate to one person or the other. You know, the cats, they'll gravitate. The female, I don't know if it's two that I had. The female cat basically gravitates towards the females, and the male cat gravitates towards me. I don't know why, if that's a normal thing, because I'm still learning a lot about cats.
It is a big subject. And I feel that it's varies. You know, like you were saying, they gravitate the male to male, female to female. I think that really varies tremendously. Okay. It may be what you're experiencing, but not everybody would.
Right. I mean, the female that I had was thrown out of the car. And it took me forever for her to start coming around me and for me to start petting her. But I mean, she doesn't lay on my lap like, but it was a guy that threw her out, and that's probably why.
What an experience, be it a male or female that did it to her. I would be wary of humans.
I'm wary of humans anyhow, but.
Exactly.
But they
have an aura. Cats have just such a powerful aura about them. You know, like people like watching videos on the internet of them doing crazy, comical things. But I think often that they're just doing it for their own amusement. They aren't doing it for anybody else. They just have a great sense of humor. That's how I see them.
Well, you see them jumping around trying to catch flies and stuff like that. Which is funny, but like you said, it's for their amusement, not for our amusement.
Exactly. They're just having fun in their own ways. And, you know, you go back through different civilizations, and they worshipped cats as gods. You know, many know about the Egyptians, but there's other cultures besides who felt, you know, the power of cats and acknowledged them for what they were. I wasn't a cat person growing up. I wanted a cat, but my mother always said I was allergic, and I didn't get a cat till the year 2000. And boy, I wasn't allergic to cats. And what her name was Isis, and what I started learning from her was amazing. Her powers and her supernatural abilities. Best psychic I've ever known is all I can say. The most accurate. She read people. She did not like people because she could read them very well. But I have to share a quick story here, and it has to do with Isis. In the year 2002, I was asleep, and I heard a woman's voice, calm, clear, perfect English, say, "There's someone in the house." That's all I heard was, "There's someone in the house." I opened my eyes, and Isis was on my chest, her face right at mine. And at the time, I lived in a home that had closed-circuit cameras. I turned it on. I'm looking, and by God, I saw the person in the house. And they were close to an intercom, and I scared them. And they took off running. But I just was stunned at, you know, what had happened. And she was still on my chest through all of this. And I just looked at her and was like, "Thank you, baby, you know, for this." And she was just like so happy. And that evening, a friend of mine came over, and I was telling him about Isis. She had never liked him. She came walking up to him as if to say, "Aren't I something special?" And she let him pick her up and everything because she knew she had done something miraculous. You know, so you can't escape cats.
Yeah, they turn around, and animals as a whole, if they like you, they will do whatever it is they have to do to keep you safe. Cats, because they're so quiet, well, except for my male cat. I mean, he's about as noisy can be, but he's a baby doll. But he'll climb up on my lap, and a few minutes, you know, he'll sit there for a few minutes, let me pet him. And then it's like, well, okay, I'm done, bye.
Yeah.
But then he'll jump off and turn around and look at me and you know, walk away. But it's telling me something. What it's telling me, you know, it's, I guess he's saying thank you. At least that's what I'm thinking, for petting me.
Yes, and, you know, he also is just there in more ways than you know, taking care of you. And it isn't just about thank you for petting me. He's there for a lot more reasons, you know, and he's pulling on your energy, picking up what you need. And he'll always do this. You know, he's just amazing.
Yep.
You know, all cats have an aura that extends way beyond their body. You know, you can't see the aura easily, obviously. But like if there are different photographic techniques that they use to photograph the aura, be it a human or an animal, and you can see how far theirs extends out much further than a human's aura. So that says something right there. And they use their power in so many ways, like from intruders. My example, Isis, she protected me from someone who I have no idea how long that person was in my home, but by God, she got me awake. It may have taken her time, but she did it. You know, I just will never get over that one as long as I live. You know, and when cats are like rubbing up against you, it's not just to ask for a treat or extra attention. They're also sharing their energy, their astral force with you. Like, say, if you pushed a cat away at that moment, you're blocking the energy that the cat was trying to give to you. And this may not make sense to a lot of people except those who have really connected on a deep level with cats. You wanted to say something, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, and there's got to be a reason for it. I haven't figured it out yet. But usually at nighttime, the male cat, he will come up and he either lays right beside me and puts his head in my armpit, or he'll lay over my stomach, and he'll stay there. You know, he may stay there for however long, and I'll be petting him, and then he'll a lot of times he'll just stay there while the female cat is laying at the bottom of the bed on the other side of the bed. So I'm taking that they're protecting me from something, whatever it is that's there. But they're protecting me with him laying on my bed or laying on me and the other one laying on the end of the bed. So, yeah, they are there. They're not there to, they're not like dogs where they bark to wake you up and everything else, and protect you. But, you know, the cats will protect you in a different way that most people can't understand. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't want to get scratched by either one of my cats. And I'm sure it's a lot of other cats too. They will do some damage to protect you.
Yes, they will.
You know,
and a lot of people will testify to that. You know, because again, they do watch out for unwanted intruders. And I'm talking people in the physical world and in the spiritual world. They're also protecting you from negative energies, negative spirits. They know them and they see them far more than any other animal. And if
they
sense it in the home, and if it was in the home, say, prior to the cat living there, they're still going to know it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, my cat likes the male, and I'm basically just talking about my male cat. Boots likes to lay by the front door. I mean, smack up against the front door. But all of a sudden, he'll be looking around, and he'll pick his head up, and he'll stare up the steps. And I'll say that again.
You've mentioned that one to me before. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. And he'll stare up the steps and I'll go, what are you looking at? Who's up there? And I got some people that come visit me, good people. At least I consider them good. But I mean, he'll just lay there and stare up the steps. Like, you know, somebody's up there and they don't know who it is. But he'll just lay there and he'll stare. And, I mean, I don't care what I say, what I do. He won't look away. He'll stare completely up the steps.
Well, he sees things you can't.
Right.
And I'm sure he's making sure that doesn't come in. You know, I want to bring up back in olden times in ancient Russia, they had a ritual where before they moved into a home, they would take and put a cat in the home and leave it alone because they felt the cat would take care of all unwanted negative energies before the new owner moved into that home. And if the house was brand new, the cat would be able to infuse it with a powerful energy charge. Now, that's pretty heavy that they knew that way back when we weren't even thinking about this. And people might say, oh, you're just imagining. But again, throughout many cultures, they see this. They know about it. You know, they're amazing powers of healing, and they do have it. They won't always show things. Again, they're not the same as a dog that's going to show every emotion he has. They're different. They keep themselves guarded, basically, is how I see it. But
I know a lot of dogs, when people pass, they said that it has happened, and I know for a fact it has happened, your dog will howl. If they're like, you know, if they love you to death and you don't mistreat them, they will howl when you pass. I'm sure the cats will do the same thing. I don't know, but not howl, but they would make a noise or something saying, you know, I'll see you on the other side of the Rainbow Bridge.
Okay. I'm not sure. You know, that one I can't really say too much about. You know, I mean, but again, they do so many different things. And a lot of it, you know, I've got a chart on one of the articles I've written about cat's powers according to cat colors, and this is based on not my teaching. It comes from many different sources that I gathered this information, and it's quite interesting. Number one is black cats. You know, they are the most powerful, and they provide the most comprehensive magical protection against occult powers and curses. These cats are most adept at nullifying powerful negative energy that may be dwelling inside a home or outside. They're going to alert you. That's why possibly black cats have gotten a bad name. People don't understand what they're doing. They take that negative energy and they remove it often. As I said, you know, having my cat Isis taught me so much about this. Anything you want to add here, Ray? I know your cat Boots is black and white, and that's called a tuxedo cat.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like somebody painted a wall and he ran his nose into it because you're just a slight line. But, yeah, I mean, he'll want to be outside. He'll lay. The neighbor has two black cats, and a lot of people can't go up to them, but I'll go up to them and I'll pet them on the head and everything else. I mean, they know that you're not there to cause them trouble or anything else. Yeah, my cat, when I got him, his eyes were still blue. I'm not sure if somebody threw him out, he ran away, whatever the case may be. But yeah, I mean, he just, like right now, he's laying right outside the back door. And he's just laying there. I guess he's protecting anything that may come in or try to come in. Anything that's
very
harmful.
True. Now, I see there's a person calling in. I will see if they want to speak and bring them in here. Hello, caller. You're on the line.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask, don't you think that pets, like human beings, reincarnate, and that maybe some cats aren't as, magical or strong as maybe changing the environment or doing all the stuff, some of the stuff that you said they're capable of, because they're just not evolved yet, as perhaps, you know,
that's possible.
Other cats.
But
yeah,
reincarnation. Now, this is a big debate here about reincarnation, but animals do not have karmic debt. Humans do. My belief is there's no reason they have to reincarnate. They can perhaps out of choice, but they don't have to. We do if we haven't worked off things. So there's a big difference.
Well, I guess it's a personal belief, but yeah, I do believe in reincarnation. I just don't feel like we learn everything in one life and it's done. It's a process. And I feel like I think human beings can get demoted and go back to the animal kingdom. So I think that animals can reincarnate just like humans. And I think human level is the highest form and animal level is lower than that. So I feel like, animals sometimes were human beings in a previous life, and they have to come back to the animal kingdom because that's just the way it is. That's the way.
Well, I disagree with these statements of yours. I'm sorry, but it's from experience and studying, because it's not opinion. It's more on a different level. But is there something specific you wanted to state? I appreciate your bringing in your thoughts.
Yeah, right. That was just more my thoughts, because I do believe that everyone reincarnates, including animals. So that is, of course, my opinion based on my spiritual experiences. But that's it.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Well, thank you for calling in. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Oops. Going
by that statement, I would probably have to get reincarnated about 50 million times to to learn what I'm supposed to learn. I don't know either.
There's a lot of thoughts with that. Again,
yeah.
But mine about reincarnation with animals is my firm belief is they don't have karmic debt. They don't have to come back. And yes, I mean, it's possible we've been animals in reincarnation. It's possible. I've done a lot of personal past life regression, and I mean quite a few with regressionists, and I've never been an animal in any of these past lives. But again, it's different beliefs, different thoughts. I'm coming from what I know as a spiritual person and working so closely with animals. I do most of my work reading animals and doing communication for pet parents with their pet to find out what is going on now, or if their pet has passed on, what everything was about. And this comes from, again, a lot of work I've done over the last 20-some years with animals. Anything there, Ray?
I don't know. You've done a ton more work than I had. I've had, but it's just me. I haven't worked with anybody on things from the past. But, I guess this is going back. Animals could read people a lot better than people can read people.
Oh,
at least
absolutely.
I think anyhow. Within reason, I have never, ever, ever had an animal, even attack. I work with attack dogs. I always went up to them. I mean, as long as I, just went up to them, I was fine. But I have never had a cat that tried to go after me or a dog that tried to go after me. They read people, especially cats. Sometimes they're a little skittish.
Well, I don't blame them.
They're running.
Cats.
Oh, I don't blame them either.
Because in statistics, it shows that cats are harmed and tortured more than any other animal. And I did a study back in the early 2000s. I was researching for a book I wrote, and it was a lot of research on serial killers. And all serial killers start out torturing animals, and the number one is cats. And there's probably a reason for it. And, it's really a shame, and they're abandoned more than dogs. It's a lot more that happens to cats, and it's just heartbreaking.
I see some of these ads on TV, I look at them and it just breaks my heart. If I seen anybody, I don't care if it's a mountain lion or whatever the case may be, porcupine, you just don't mess with animals. I mean, it's just, you just don't do it. So wolves, whatever.
Yeah,
people
like
to mess with
many people have heard about the Rainbow Bridge, and most don't know where that comes from. It's a Native American teaching that when you die, you'll stand on the other side of the Rainbow Bridge, and over on the other side will be every animal you have had contact with, and they'll be there to decide if you cross over. Those that have been, malicious towards animals or hunters who kill for sport will not go to that other side and be across the Rainbow Bridge. So I hope this helps people understand what that bridge is about. I know because I've done many astral projections. I've seen the bridge. I've been there. And it is quite real. These teachings of Native Americans are very valid. I've experimented so much with all of them. Anyway, go ahead, Ray.
It's just like once you cross that bridge, it's like all your animals that you ever had, that you ever liked, that you ever knew, they would come jump on you, lick your face, or you know, whatever. Whether it be horses, you know, they would come around you and they just, you know, just be with you, and they're happy to be with you.
Very much so, you know, and they'll be the first ones really who greet you faster than, you know, any humans that, you know, you've had encountered. It's like they're there because they're the ones, I feel it, are basically the greeters saying, here we are, let us in. You know, we're saying that. And they do
right.
Decide. But I think of people like who do sport hunting, sports we're talking, not for hunting for need. Those are the ones I feel will have a harsh time getting across.
Right.
Very
people
much.
That will abuse it. It's like they showed you in Dances with Wolves where they come down into the field and they were looking for the buffalo to eat, and they just took their hides and left the rest of them. I mean, to me, that they're the ones that are going to be they're the ones that's going to be in trouble.
Yes, because again, that isn't the proper way to show respect for the animal. If you kill the animal for food, it should all parts be respected. And Native Americans, they did prayers over the animals once they had killed them, and they utilized every part. Again, we're talking in ancient times. They utilized every part of the animal, every part. It wasn't just
right.
The meat. It was the intestinal area, all the different organs, the skin, the hide, the bones, everything was used. And that's something, you know, people have to keep in mind. But back to cats,
right.
You know, different colors indicate different things, like white cats. They seem to also have very powerful healing effects on people, and they work a great deal on that. And they help more with stress than other cats. And they're considered to have a white cat. It's considered to be kind of a good omen.
Right.
Just
and I
bringing
mean,
in
it,
some things.
Yeah, but like you said, the white, every cat, every color has their own ways of doing, you know, what they're basically assigned to do, out of a lack of word to use. They're assigned to do this, to do that. It's like even though the archangels, you know, are assigned to a certain job, they do help with other stuff. Cats are the same way. Even though they're assigned for one job, they can also do other stuff, like calico
yes,
cats. You know.
Yeah, calicos, you know, probably one of them. They're considered good luck to have one, a calico. And that's land and in sea, like in ancient times on ships, you know, they had cats. It wasn't just to kill the mice. It was because of their energy. Now, we're down to just a minute and a half here. I wanted to mention real quick tabbies, because that's one of the most common cats people have. And they are famous for bestowing good luck, bringing in the light and a cheerful attitude. They bring in an uplifting spirit. They energize. And they've got so many different gifts. Again, there's a lot. I have an article on my website on cats' supernatural powers. And it goes into a lot of details. And if you want to read that, you can at CherokeeBillySpiritualAdvisor.com in my article section. If you have something with a cat that you need communication, I am very good at this. I do it for a living. So please contact me. And anything you want to add, Ray, as we come down to the last few seconds.
The only thing I could add is just, you know, if you have an animal, a cat, dog, don't mistreat them. You know, if you just can't handle it, give them to somebody who's going to take care of them. But animals are such
a peaceful
thing. Even though, you know, sometimes they can be a pain, but they're peaceful.
Compared to humans, they're a blessing. Well, thank you
Absolutely.
So much for joining me, Ray. And you know, bringing in your thoughts with this. I always appreciate it. You come in with knowledge. And thank everybody who's listening to this now and in the future. Be blessed.
Thank you.